Create Art Podcast. Project. National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 23. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So at the time of this recording, it is April 2024, which means it's National Poetry Writing Month. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, for the past 5 years, this podcast has taken a break from our regularly scheduled episodes to go ahead and participate in National Poetry Writing Month. And I've done it years previous to that. I've probably done it, 8 years. And so that's what I do in April. So how can you participate in National Poetry Month? Well, what you can do is you can go to the website napowrimo.net. That's napowrimo.net, and get daily prompts that'll have different styles, different subject matter, whatnot, and you'll be prompted to write a poem to that prompt for the entire month of April, and it's a new one each and every day. And on the website, there's a comment section for each day, and that's where a lot of poets, including myself, go ahead and we put our poems and links back to our websites. I put a link to the podcast episode that corresponds with the day, and we build a community together. Now, a couple of things I really enjoy about NapoWriMo is that nobody is sitting on your shoulder and scolding you if you miss a day. I've missed a few this year, and that's mainly because I have multiple sclerosis, otherwise known as MS, the relapsing remitting variety. And, you know, being a father, being a husband, working a full-time job, doing podcasts, sometimes my energy levels just peter out. And right now, at the time of this recording, I'm 51, so I have that going for me as well. So yes, I am very busy, but I do like to do this every year so that way I can flex my poetic muscles. And since I'm asking you to create more than you consume, I need to be doing it as well. Now, when you do National Poetry Writing Month, nobody is sitting on your shoulder, you know, seeing if you missed a day. And also, if you don't like the prompt or you don't want to follow the prompt, you don't have to. Nobody's going to smack your hand and say, oh, you did it wrong. Start over. Absolutely not. It's, you know, at your own pace, what you have time for, what you have energy for, what you have inspiration or ideas for. And if you don't like the prompt, there is plenty of other websites out there that can give you a prompt that is more to your liking. So I challenge you to go ahead and go out there and try your hand at it. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's 30 poems in 30 days. Now, in previous years, like way back in 2008, 2009, I did it, and then I made a book of poetry out of it. That book is called Wisdom from the Sack, and you can get it on Amazon. Just search my name and search Wisdom from the Sack, and you'll be able to find it. What I did that year is I did 2 poems a day, ended up with 60 poems, made it into a book. I'm going to do the same thing, well, a similar thing this year. So I'm going to look at the past 5 years that I've done this and choose the best poems out of those 5 years and put it into a book. So if you have a favorite that you would like to hear or like to see in a book, let me know about that. And I'll give you my email at the end of this episode. So let's get right into the prompt for today. The challenge is to write a poem about or involving a superhero, taking your inspiration from 4 poems in which Lucille Clinton addresses Clark Kent and Superman, and a link to those poems are in the show notes there for you if you'd like to check them out. Highly recommend them. They're pretty good. So here is my submission for April 23rd. It's called Right Bicep. The embodiment of vengeance sitting on a throne of bones of the souls he has damned is embedded on my right bicep, part of the right arm of justice that I use to correct the wrongs that have occurred. He sits there with a face so dour. He sits there looking exhausted. He sits and views all the work left to be done. It never ends. This world isn't fair, as I teach my children, but there are those in this world that come in after the tragedies to make sure they never happen again. I put you there because I always desire to be an instrument of that can dispassionately dole out vengeance. But I find my emotions take hold, and I cannot damn another soul for their wrongs. I am not the judge, jury, and punisher. So you will have to sit on my arm until I can burn out the emotions, and one day be like you, without a heart, without a soul. Okay, so that is today's submission. If you're a comic book nerd like I am, that is DC's The Spectre. Check out The Spectre. Great anti-hero. I really love any comic that has The Spectre in there because, well, he's such a badass. So I think we all, not all of us, but I think some of us really want to be that badass for the world. So again, thank you for listening to the poem or reading along if you were reading along with it. Definitely appreciate that. And if you'd like to go ahead and do NaPoWriMo and you want to reach out to somebody that's been doing it for years, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I'd love to read the work that you're doing for this challenge, or if you're doing something else, I'd love to hear about it. And, you know, maybe you have an idea for a show or a topic that I haven't talked about yet, or maybe you would like to be on the show. Definitely reach out. I'd like to know more about you and what you're doing, just like you're learning about what I'm doing and learning more about me. So I do have an ask for you, and that is if you found any value in any of the episodes that I have done, and I've been doing podcasting since about 2006, but any of the episodes of this podcast, if they've reached you, if they've touched you, there's a share button on your podcast app of choice. I'd actually go ahead and share that with a friend. Maybe it'll help them out. Maybe they're struggling with inspiration or creativity. If this has helped you, help them out. It's a great free gift that you don't have to pay a dime for. This is a passion project of mine, so I want to make sure that it's getting out to everybody that needs it. So feel free to go ahead and pass that out to a friend, share this episode with a friend, or share any of the episodes with a friend. Speaking about sharing episodes and podcasting, I do run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I go listen to other podcasts, review them, and bring back the ones that I think are awesome, the ones that I have on my podcast app of choice. And sometimes I do get the host of the podcast on. We talk about their inspirations, some behind-the-scenes stuff, what they're going to be doing in the near future. Check it out. I'm basically trying to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. Check it out at Find a Podcast About. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I'm going to let you get on with the rest of your day. Again, thank you for listening to me today. I need to get on with the rest of my day and catch up with everybody in NaPoWriMo. It's a self-imposed thing. It's just, I don't like to be behind, so you know, with everything that's going on in my life, I like to be ahead of the curve. So go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there, write some poetry, and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.